Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Too many trees in the forest, 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 in the forest, too many trees in the forest, in the forest, too many trees.
Deplorable, we'd like to tell you more, but we just haven't got the time. One day, a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms, the legs, and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach, and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out with pencils, and stuck marbles up her nose. And then we dragged her around the garden where the poison ivy grows. And after that we saw her and said, I think the lady knows.
That we're those two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. We're those two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces, and let it not be forgotten that deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
Two dreadful children, now we always go too far. Ha ha, we are those two dreadful children, now we always go too far. Ha ha, we are the two dreadful children.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on
just too damn busy kissing ass on Music Row. So I'm here to put the deck in Dixie and to call back in country, 'cause the kind of country I'm hearing nowadays, it's a bunch of fucking shit to me. They say that I'm ill-mannered, that I'm gonna self-destruct, but if you know what I'm thinking, you'll know that pop country really sucks. And if you know what I'm thinking, you'll know that pop country really sucks.
Yeah, just let me warm up a little bit. I ain't flat picked in weeks, so.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the times. Now wear the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, and I speak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who all held back, a punk that ought to be a man in black. And I'm hurting for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones who ventured nothing gold. I wear the black in mourning for the lies that could have been. Each week you lose 100 fine young men. And I
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful artist.
Master! Master, can't you get me a couple cockroaches?
Go away! Go away! Tonight, I bring you blood.
Oh, Master! Master, please! Please give me some blood! Master!
Go away! Go away from me! Tonight, when the sun sets, I will get all the blood you need. Now go away and don't bother me. Go away!
Master, please! I want some blood, Master! Please, Master!
Go away, I tell you. Now we are home, my friends. Come closer to me. Come closer. 25 years ago, in Transylvania, they tried to stop me. I can still hear the stake going through my heart as I lie in my coffin. Listen, you will hear it too. It brings back bad memories to think of this. But then my friend, Dr. Frankenstein, he came, removed the stake from my heart, and I am free to roam. So tonight, when you go to bed, remember, if you hear the flapping of wings. You will know I am outside your door. And if I want to, I can turn into a wolf just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight, when everything is still and the moon is bright. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Disco, disco, disco. I am going to Mount Kisco. I am going to buy Crisco to bake a cake so I can disco, disco, disco. Disco, disco, disco. How long are you staying? I mostly eat Marisco so I can disco, disco, disco. Disco, disco, disco. I am getting tired, waiting to be hired to do disco, disco, disco. If I don't get hired to do disco, 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 I will take a gun and become a Cisco. Disco, disco, disco. I am going to get fired. Disco, disco, disco. You make me so tired. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get fired, I am going to Jalisco and dance on a wire. We'll be right back.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Batman.
swinging. We'll be right back. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm, and we're here in the studio. Oh my god. We're here in the studio, and there's a rainbow. My god, there's a rainbow above the mixing console. Above the mixer, there's a... No, there's two rainbows. There's two rainbows above the mixer. Oh my god. There are two rainbows above the mixing console. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh my god. There's two... No, wait a... Hold on, wait a minute. Rick, is this some kind of joke or something? Wow, they're real. These are really two rainbows over the mixing console here at Radio FM. What does it mean? What? Oh my god. Oh my god. What does it mean? How could it be? Oh my god. I can't believe. I can't believe this bit is. It's come all the way from the internet to radio. And the... Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my god, I can't believe it. What does it mean? If I'm doing this stupid joke, what does it mean? What does it mean? Oh my god. Two rainbows. Two rainbows over the mixing consoles.
Gold in his mind. He's looking for the sun. Sky. city where the monsters go. Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two cools for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash. The graveyard six were quiet at home, riding the waves on their tombstone. Wolfman was worried he couldn't swim, so we decided to throw him in.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two ghouls for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash. The stingrays were on the run. Dracula was riding one. Oh, that Drac is such a clown. Did someone say Wolfman drowned?
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got enough ghouls for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash.
No fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey,
honey, did he hurt you last night?
She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goo. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now.
I'm from South Carolina with a vampire on my knee.
Hey,
What do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
You fire. I'll send you to burn. Fire. knew. I wish that I knew.
Bring it to your knees. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Crows are smart, but can be easily fooled with good calling and the proper calls. The calls used in this recording are Herder's world-famous regular pitch calls and Herder's world-famous high-pitch call. The call is held between the thumb and the four fingers of either hand even while shooting. The mouthpiece is held lightly up against your teeth with the lips closed about it. You will never get a crow if you just blow air through your call like this. Growl as you blow it. Use your stomach muscles as he bellows to force the sound through your vocal cords and into the call. Your growl will vocally sound like this. Through your call, it will sound like this. Low hum produced by growling through your call will be audible on this recording, but not to the crows. There are five calls essential to good results. First is the come here call, which is used to attract the attention of distant crows. It is a call of a crow in distress. Cup your hands like a megaphone around the call so that the tones will carry out well. After the crows have turned and are coming to your blind, switch to the second essential call, the recognition call. Make it heavy with a pleading accent. You are imitating a crow locating an owl or in distress and plenty peeved. This call or the fighting call or the two mixed will bring the crows in all the way. The third essential call is the fighting call. Make it sound tough and chesty. Learn to mix a little of the comeback call with the fighting call. This makes the calling still more effective. When crows are within 80 yards and until you shoot at them, muffle your call by placing your most convenient finger into the muzzle. Make the sound of your call teasing and hard to locate by placing both hands like a megaphone around the call and using one hand in a fanning action over the end of the barrel. The fourth essential call is the comeback call. It is used mixed with the recognition call and the fighting call on incoming crows. Its most important purpose is to bring back crows you have shot at. Make them think the pals they left behind really need help. Crows can be brought back repeatedly by the use of this comeback call. As they turn and come back, switch to the fighting call. Bring them into range with the fighting call mixed with a little of the comeback call. The sorrel call is for use on crows that have sighted dead birds in front of your blind. Fall right in with their calling. Keep it up until they are brought to your gun. The high-pitched call produces this call very well. The regular pitch call will also do it. There are many days, however, when the high-pitched tones will produce best results. These are the days to give your calls in the high-pitched call. It is always a good idea to carry a pair of calls, one pitched high and one pitched regular for perfect results, and in case one becomes broken in the field.
Anything. She's so revolting and disgusting and repulsive to me. Yeah.